and it's All Things Considered here on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Nick Delacnell. Well, it's official. When the Republican Party likely nominates President Trump to a second term, it will be happening right here in Uptown Charlotte, likely in the Spectrum Arena. The Republican National Committee formally picked Charlotte today for its 2020 convention, and that's despite considerable hesitation from some of Charlotte City leaders. Well, joining us now on the line from the RNC in Austin, Texas, is Dallas Woodhouse. He's Executive Director for the North Carolina Republican Party. Dallas, welcome.
Hello.
So what do you think led to Charlotte winning the convention over Las Vegas today?
Well, strong city leadership, strong support from the mayor and a number of members of the council, both Republican and Democrat, along with the business and convention and visitors bureau community. Charlotte ended up having the full package, you know, enough hotel rooms, the right facilities, the willingness to do the hard work to get the bid, and just good, strong community leadership. And there were other cities, you know, so I've been told, and I wasn't in on the selection process itself, that had some of those elements, but it just wasn't, there wasn't anybody that had quite all the elements like Charlotte did.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny that you say strong support from Charlotte city leaders and from the mayor, because, you know, we should note when the Charlotte City Council voted this week to endorse the city's bid, it was by a razor-thin margin. It was 6-5. There was one council member, Justin Harlow, who said he would sooner invite a Klan rally. And the mayor herself did say that she does not have plans to deliver a welcome speech and that she does disagree with the president. I'm just curious, did that have any effect or influence on the RNC?
Well, clearly not. It's coming.
Well, was there any concern?
I think this. Most of the big cities in America are governed by Democrats. The fact is, a majority of the city council, which is a 9-2 Democrat council, a majority voted to host the RNC. I consider that to be very impressive and an example of us putting partisan politics aside to work for the betterment of Charlotte.
Well, it seems like Charlotte may have been the only serious contender for this convention. Las Vegas was also in the running, although they didn't have the full support of their city behind it. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, you know, that is not our understanding, you know, that the initial list started at 7 and it kept getting whittled down because cities didn't have certain things, and it got down to 2, and then Charlotte was the victor. But here's the thing.
Well,
it doesn't really matter what everybody else wanted. What it matters is that it's right for Charlotte and right for North Carolina. That's the only thing that really matters. And, you know, I just think it's a proud day. You know, I mean, we always hear people say how they want folks to work together. The leadership in Charlotte has done that. Democrats and Republicans, the business community.
And as you noted, you know, a lot of cities are run by Democrats, us included. Have your thoughts about the leadership in Charlotte changed at all and seeing how this process was handled?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm very impressed with the mayor. She's done a fabulous job. You know, Charlotte has always been sort of a business city first, where politics didn't get in the way. And it's good to see that tradition continue. And the mayor was greeted to a rock star-like welcome by the delegates in Austin, Texas, and, you know, was very, very impressive in her pitch to the delegates.
And so, of course, North Carolina is a swing state. You know, the state went for both President Trump and President Obama. Do you think this convention will help Trump's chances here in 2020?
You know, I would love to say that I think so. And on the margins, it might help a little, but I don't think there is tremendous political benefit from having the convention in your state. You know, in 2012, both candidates lost the state they had their convention. Romney lost Florida, Obama lost North Carolina. I think it helps with volunteers and it helps with excitement. But of course, it does the same thing for the other side.
Well, that's Dallas Woodhouse. He's the executive director for the North Carolina Republican Party. Dallas, thank you.
Thank you.